Hey, Chevra, it's a very special schus tonight to get together to learn Torah. Some of the Olam, I'm sure some of the Olam knows, some of the Olam might not admit that they know. But right now, as we're learning Torah, there's a lot of people at this very moment spending time watching a particular basketball game. In the world of basketball, a very important game. Of the NBA Finals. But then we get together Thursday night and Koveh Itim L'Torah, and those that are in this room understand that to be Koveh Itim L'Torah, and at that time when you're sitting and learning, nothing else matters and everything in the world is secondary to that. So it's a very special schus to learn specifically during a time like this. Hopefully be a schus for each and every one of us and all of Klal Yisrael.
Amen.
You know, we're still in the midst right now. We're still in the midst of the Yemei Tashlumin of Shavuos. We spoke about the Techever that we're together by the Ni'ilas HaChag, that for the days after Shavuos are still very much so connected to Shavuos. Those are days of Tashlumin, where if you didn't bring the Karban that you could bring on Shavuos, you could bring them these days as well, for this week after Shavuos as well. In fact, there's an amazing Chayk Yaakov. The Chayk Yaakov says, I don't believe I said this over at the Ni'il Zachag, the Chayk Yaakov says that if you didn't say Shachianu on Shavuos during the Yemei Tashlumin, you could still say Shachianu on Shavuos. It's an amazing Chiddush. Obviously, most don't hold like that. So right now, meaning today, if you realize, for whatever reason, Chesnesh, you made Kiddush, but you didn't make Shachianu, a woman like Candace shouldn't make Shachianu. Still today she could make Shachianu. A person could make Shachianu on the Yontov of Shavuos. Which tells you we're mamish, lefi that, very much so still holding in Shavuos. Very much so. We have a few last moments for the Heilige Yontov of Kabbalah's HaTorah. But obviously, those moments are waning, and obviously, as far as Shavuos Bechvedev Atzmo is already gone. But hopefully we're still holding on to that amazing chizik. I was talking throughout this week to people about their Shavuos. A lot of the chevers there at Yisrael, we have Avram Daniel over here, how Halig Shavuos was. How many people told me, specifically guys who were learning Shana Aleph in Eretz Yisrael, how mamish they felt like it was the first Shavuos of their life. Mamish, like the first Shavuos of life, they didn't even know that there was such a yantav of Shavuos before now. They used to think all that Shavuos was cheesecake, Costco cheesecake. And that people stay up all night eating in particular shuls, all different types of feasts that they give, and in between all the eating, there's a token little shir that you're supposed to go to. That's what they thought it was, a night of socialization, and Lameisa, for the first time in their lives, they realized it's a night of Limud HaTorah, it's a yantav of Kabbalah's HaTorah, it's an amazing, it's so beautiful to hear from Chevra, the connection to Shavuos. But we have to stay so connected to Shavuos. We often mention at this table how Shabbos Kodesh is the Hachana and Hagdama and the Kedusha and Brach of an upcoming week. And therefore the Shabbos before a week carries with it the Kedusha and Brach of the upcoming week. And therefore the Parsha always is very interconnected to that week. But I believe it's also on the back end. On one end, Shabbos Kodesh is the beginning of an upcoming week, but it's also the end of the previous week. And if during this previous week was the Heilige Yontov of Shavuos, and here is the first Shabbos Kodesh after the Heilige Yontov of Shavuos, this Shabbos is still Mekusher, still very connected to Shavuos. And therefore this parasha that we're going to read has to be very connected to Shavuos. And within it perhaps gives us the yesoidos of what we have to grab onto to keep all of the inspiration, all of the chizik and the zayiras of Shavuos with us. Which mostly, obviously, is a tremendous dedication to Limud HaTorah and Amel HaTorah as we enter into the summer month, which often there are those that are less connected to Amel HaTorah, with less structure in their day, with more taiva and achrayas in the day in different ways. So we have to analyze the parasha, and we have to look into the parasha, and we have to learn from the parasha what the Torah is telling us, and how to ensure that all the chizik, of Shavuos is kept with us. I want to start from a very famous Rashi. A very, very famous Rashi based on the Gemara in Saita. Because in Parshas Naso we have the discussion of the Nazir, and that's what we're going to focus on tonight. And I think there's a lot to learn from this Nazir. And Rashi tells us, it's a very famous Rashi, in fact, I was working on this Rashi, not even really, not even really specifically for tonight's shir. At the Schuss, I started working, some of the Chevre knows, on the second Sefer, I hope to Be'ez Hashem, Bli Neder, put out for my daughter's Bat Mitzvah, Neshama, Amir Tashem, this upcoming Pesach. So I'm already working on Parshas B'Shalach, Baruch Hashem, the fourth Parsha. I was working on a different Torah, and it reminded me of this Torah that I heard initially from Rav Meir Twersky Shlita in Antzis Vaikolal about 15 years ago. And it was on this Rashi. It was Mamish on this Rashi. And it's a famous Rashi. A lot of you know it. And you know the Chazal. Lama nismicha parshas nazir leparshas soita. Lama nismicha parshas nazir leparshas soita. Why is it that the parsha of Nazir, of an individual is a Nazir, who takes upon himself Naziras to not cut one's hair, to not drink wine, to not become a Tamid Emes, is immediately after the parsha of the Sota. This cheating woman, who we know what happens, has to drink the Mesota and her stomach blows up. So you know the Rashi. I don't have to, but we'll repeat it. Rashi says, to tell us that anyone who sees a soita bikol kula, yazer atzma min ayayin. Meaning, what if you were present and you saw this unbelievable miracle? You see a woman whose stomach blows up. So you think to yourself, well, I don't want that to ever happen to me. I don't want to be in a predicament that I'm in a relationship where unfortunately I cheat on my spouse cheats on me. Hamevin Yavin, unfortunately, it's way, way, way too serious and too common. I'm not going to talk about this now. Lameisa, so you think to yourself, what must have caused it, perhaps? What was part of the cheshbon went into the cheating? Maybe the person, the individual, was under the influence somewhat. Was a little bit drunk. Because you can't be thinking clearly when you do such a maisa. So I'm going to ensure that this never happens to me. I'll become a nazir. I'm not going to touch. I'm going to completely abstain from any alcohol. And I'm good to go. I'll protect myself from ever this happening. That's what Rashi tells us is why. The parasha of nazir is right after the parasha of soita in this week's parasha. Rav Meir Twersky asked many years ago, maybe you've heard the question yourself, if you were present there, you saw this spectacular miracle, you see a woman's stomach blow up, you should have so much inspiration, so much chizik and zayrus, that of course you'd never cheat and be in that predicament. Why do you have to become a nazir? Why do you have to become a nazir? You saw with your own eyes a crazy miracle, and then you're going to allow something like that happen to you? You shouldn't have to become a nazir. So he answered, I must remember this like yesterday. I was sitting in Efrat, the last year of Enzi Sarkola, in the days of Efrat, my first year married. It was by a Lel Shabbos Tish, outside in this little courtyard. So beautiful over there at night in Efrat. And he said that, and it's so, this is so true, and what I'm about to say, every one of us understands so deeply, psychologically, that when you're in a moment of inspiration, a moment of chizik, a moment of clarity, you're standing, some of us looking around over here, we had this chus to be together this past Lel Yom Kippur, to daven together, kol nidre, to then talk Torah together about the Kaisel, and at those moments, life is so clear, life is so real, I know exactly what I want to do, I know exactly how I want to live my life. Those moments of life, whether it's that, whether at a special tish, Mirz Hashem, there'll be a big chug by Shlomo Yaakov's house on Sunday night, with Rav Yol, Rav Amos, the whole world is invited. 8:30. So 8:30. What's the address, Shlomo Yaakov? Going up on Yaya Torah. Come on, give it up.
155 Harborview South.
155 Harborview South.
Lawrence, New York.
Even if there's a game 7, even if, right? Is that Sunday? I think it is Sunday. Anyways,
we're not holding from this one.
Lameisa. So there, you'll be there singing, you'll be hearing your Torah. In those moments, you feel like, of course I'm going to be so close to Hashem. And you feel in those moments like that's how you're going to feel your life. But we all know what happens the next morning. You wake up, mamish, it's like it never even happened. Mamish by the next morning, like it never even happened. We've all gone through that. So if Tversky explained, this Rashi is the key, is the maftach. And it's telling you, in that moment of inspiration, when you're in the midst of it, when you're gaining the inspiration, when you're seeing it, and you're feeling so close, at that moment, you have to concretize the moment. You have to grab onto the moment. Make a Kabbalah, make a change, do something. Do something. And then that moment will live on. First of all, you've made a change. You've grown from the moment. It wasn't just some spiritual high that basically is a drug. You've literally grown from the moment. Additionally, that moment will live on within that act that you took upon yourself, and it will bring you back to the moment. And therefore, Kol HaRoya Sotam Gula Yazer Asma Meni Ayin. And I think maybe Rashi is telling each and every one of us, we had the inspiration, the chizik, the zayrus of a Leil Shavuos, the zayrus of a Yontif Shavuos, of a Nils HaChag, some of us together, and every whatever the moment was, Yazer Asma Meni Ayin. Yazer Atzmo Min Ayayin. So first of all, just this Vard of Tversky, meaning we have to, each and every one of us, and we haven't done it until now. As we mentioned before, some of the Chavar Mitzvah, we're still in the days of Tashlumin, of Shavuos, we're still connected to Shavuos, we're not saying Tachnun, most of us still. So it's still a time to grab on. And to concretize this Hesiris, this Ruchnia, somehow. And think about how. Whatever way possible. But maybe specifically in this area, let's stay with this Nazir. We're going to build something tonight. Maybe specifically in the area of Yazir Asman Yayin. I don't mean literally Yayin. I don't know anyone in this room that's an alcoholic. Although if you are, you can come privately. We can talk about it and we can work on that because that's very important. But Lemaisa, I'm assuming, and I think I know everyone in this room and nobody in the room is alcoholic. Maybe one to us, but we won't go there. Anyways, Lemaisa, Lemaisa, let's delve deeper into the Nazir. Let's understand this Nazir. Because there's a very interesting Lashon by the Nazir. We all know all the different halachos. You can't cut your hair and drink wine and become Tameh. And then the Pasuk says in Perek Vav in Naso Pasuk Zayim, La'avivu limo la'chiv la'chaso lo yitamalahem b'mosam. So even those seven closest relatives, your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, you can't become Tameh even to them. But listen to the end of the Pasuk. Ki nezer lo kav al rosho. Now Nazir is that same lashon, nezer. But what does nezer mean? Some of the chever maybe in the room learns from Kluger's Svarim. Right? What are the names of his Svarim?
Nezer Yaakov.
Nezer Yisrael, no? If I'm not mistaken. You gotta ask Rav Judah. The Chever that doesn't know Rav Kluger yet, I see some of the guys are going to Hask. You'll learn who Rav Kluger is very quickly this summer, because he's going to be your Rebbe from this point on. Anyways, Lemaisa, or you'll be told that he's your Rebbe. At least for the summer, he's your Rebbe. Lemaisa, because he's the Rav Judah's Rebbe, so it is what it is. He's your Rebbe for the summer. Lemaisa, no, I'm wrong. You have to say it as it is. I love Rav Judah. It's endless. Anyways. So what does the word nazir mean? What is nazir? Not a nazir, but nazir means a crown. Nazir is a crown. So the Pasuk says, why can't you become tameh? Ki nazir alakov al rosho. The crown of God is upon him. When you're a nazir, you're wearing the crown of God. Could there be anything more special? What level, what madriga can one reach in closeness to Hashem? But literally not just be, usually we think of us as b'nei melech. I'm a prince, that's tremendous. It's amazing to be a prince. Baruch Hashem, to be a ben melech, to be a child of the Ribbon Shalom, just to be an Evan on HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tremendous. But to wear his crown? Wear his crown? What greater cover, what greater closeness? What do we read? We read Megillas Esther, and we see what's the godless Mamash Mordechai reaches such a level, he wears the crown of the king. It's something, Ki Nezer Elokov Al Rosho. We're wearing his crown. What's Psha? Why are we wearing his crown? So listen to the words of the Ibn Ezra. Really, all we have to learn tonight is this Ibn Ezra. It's a short Ibn Ezra. And that would be enough, but we'll We'll develop it. On this pasuk, on the words La'avav Limo, the Yesh Omer, there are those that say, Kimilas Nazir, the entire word Nazir, which is a strange word. How do we translate Nazir? Nazirite. Like, meaning, like, we don't really translate. Nazir is Mixeras Nezer. It's from that same Shoresh. It's from Nezer, from a Nezer, from a crown. A Nazir wears a crown. V'hoid ki Nezer alakav arosho. And we give testimony that when you're a Nazir, the crown of God is upon you. You've reached the highest of heights. Why? Well, he says, that's not so far, that's not so far-fetched. Meaning, even Ezra likes that idea. And now he explains it. In one line, two lines. Veda, ki kol b'nei Adam avdei taivas olam. The whole world are slaves. Slaves to what? Slaves to their desires. Slaves to their temptation. Avdei taivas olam. Slaves to the taivas, to the temptations of the world. To money. To some sort of substance abuse. To women. To whatever does it for you. Avdei taivas olam. V'hamelech, who's the king? Be'emes sheyesh lo nezer v'ateres malchus b'rosho, who's the king that in truth is zochet to wear the crown of God upon his head? Kol mishu chafshi min ha-taivas. Anyone who's free from taiva. If you're free from taiva, you're free from those temptations that bring us down to the world. If I free myself, then I wear the crown of God. I'm literally a king. I'm a melech. I'm nezer l'kav al rosha. Mamish, I could become a melech. And therefore, a nazir is yazir asma miniyayim, which is the symbolism of that. Symbolism, I'm staying away from taiva. I'm staying away from the vices of this world. I'm staying away from that which pulls me down to be an eved of the oilam. I'm a melech upon the oilam. I'm the king of the world. I'm up there with God. What greater compliment could there be? And in truth, that's the entire purpose of life. How do I know? Look at Parshas Bereishis in the beginning of creation of the world. Open up a chumash in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Sometimes we skip over this. We're so mamish, steeped into our makos, into our baba kama, into whatever, which is, don't get me wrong, pretty much every other week, if not every week, that's all I talk about, is Amel's Betar and Gemara, and we should. But unfortunately, lo aleinu, so many of us have skipped, and we never went through Ben Chamesh Lemikra those 5 years. Ben Chamesh Lemikra, Ben Esther Lemishna, Ben Chamesh Esrei Legemara. So we don't do Chamesh Lemikra, we don't do Esther Lemishna, we don't do Chamesh Esrei Legemara, we do Shmon Esrei Legemara. But then we forget about everything else also. Shem Yirachim. So just read Chumash. Read it. Read, hopefully we do Shnai Mikra, and we're finally learning Chumash for the first time in our life. Okay, we made the pictures when we were young. That stuff, whatever our Moras taught us from pre-1A in first grade, that we learned. But then we skipped about 15, 16 years, and hopefully we're doing Shnai Mikra now. So the Pasuk, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Vayivra lakim et ha'adam b'talam b'talam b'kum baroso. That, those words itself are so packed, we could talk the whole night on that, so we're going to just skip over them, what it means, b'talam lakim. If you could read all of the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, literally the first, 20 prakim in the first Shar Aleph, and you'll understand what it means to be B'Tselem Elokim. We don't have the time now. Zachar and Akeva Baroisam. So he made them Zachar and Akeva. Pashtus is, according to many, it was both in one that we know, but that's another discussion also for not for now. So he created a man. And what's the purpose? Next pasuk. Vayvaruch Osam Elokim. Hashem gave them a bracha. Vayomer Lim. Elokim, Hashem said to them, Pru Revu, Umalos Aretz. Our first job is procreate, have children. Without children, there's no society. None of us would be here. But listen, what's the very next word? Vikifshuha. What's Vikifshuha mean? Capture it. Capture the world. Rule over the world. In the very beginning of all of Chumash, when man is created, we're being told what our purpose is. Vikifshuha. Rule over the world. Having children, obviously, so that we could continue to have a legacy and have people. But then what is the purpose of those people? The Kivshua. To be a melech over the world and not an eved to the world. And then we're the melech of the Nazir. Nezer l'kav al-rosho. We see the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Bechukosai. We see this also explicit. If you need some chazal, because Chumash doesn't do it for you. Amar of Ami, im chukosai gimel. Nisava Kadosh Baruch Hu, k'shem sheish l'dir l'mala, sheila kach dir l'mata. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to just be up in Shemayim, he wants to be here with us. So listen to what it says. Shekachu omer l'adam rishon. So he said to Adam, im zachisav your zocha, k'shem sha'ani melech ha'el yonim. Just like I'm the king of the upper world, kach eseh oschon melech ha'tachtonim. I'll make you the king of the tachtonim. That's our job. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says there'll be the Dira Tachtonim. He'll be here with us. It'll be Melech Elokov al Rosho. Then God wants to be with us. When we abstain and we stay away from the physical world, the taivas of this world, however, we can't live in two worlds. And this is the message of the Nazir, the message of the Shabbos after Shavuos. On Shavuos it was easy, because everyone was doing it, it was so set up, and it was so conducive to Shtaig. What holds us back from it after Shavuos? That we're unfortunately drawn into the taivas of the world that hold us back from the greatest pleasure, which is Torah. So comes along right away Parshas Naso and gives us the mafteach, the key. You know what you want to do? Yazer atzmo min hayayin. Make a concrete step in areas of taiva. More and more gedarim, which we'll talk about. Because that's when you're going to be have the chayrus. Al tikri charis el chayrus. Ein bein chorin el amish oisik betoira. I'll have the chayrus, as the Ibn Ezra said, to be chavshi min ha-taiva, free from all taiva, to be a melech. Who doesn't want to be a melech? Who doesn't want to be furious in himself? It's like the old line that my Rebbe used to speak about all the time. It's a tremendous, tremendous song. From Pink Floyd back in the day, "Wish You Were Here." Chavrus holding? No, some of the chevers holding. Come on, you could be honest if you're holding. I'm holding, and you know. So you think you could tell heaven from hell, right? Anyways, Lameisa, there's a line in the song. You trade your walk-on role in the war for a lead role in a cage. You trade your walk-on role in the war for a lead role in the cage. Meaning what? We give up. We have the opportunity to have a walk-on role in the war. It's a war. It's a melchama. Melchamta shel Torah. And we think it's a walk-on role because everyone, other people doing it is what it is. So we give that up for a lead role. I feel like I'm on top of the world because I have this car and I have that car and I have this house and I have this woman and that woman and this whatever. But it's a lead role in a cage. I'm shackled by my desires. I'm a slave to my temptations. I trade a lead role in a war for a walk-on role in the... I trade a walk-on role in the war for a lead role in the cage. I haven't listened to it in a long time. Baruch Hashem. Anyways, Lameisa, this is our avodah. The avodah after we taste the ruchnias of Torah. To recognize if I want to stay there, I have to be my gashmi. I have to be my taiva. I have to be a melech. I can't be an eved to avodim, right? The Gemara in Kedushin. Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis explains Ki Li B'nei Yisrael Avadim. We're Avdei Hashem, and if I'm a Nazir, I'm Mamish a King with Hashem. But you should be Avadim V'lo Avadim Le Avadim. Don't be an Eved to an Eved. Don't be an Eved to an Eved. If I'm about Taiva, I'm just giving you my Taiva. What's the mission in Avos say? Mamish, we just finished Avos. Some of Chaver just finished Avos. We're learning Avos throughout the Mitzvah Yira. The last mission, the last words of Avos, the lingering time of Avos. Kol ma shekadosh baruch hu balamo, kol ma shebara kadosh baruch hu balamo lo bara lechvodo. Everything in this world was only created for Hashem. I mean, everything's an evet Hashem. And when I'm an evet to my taiva, and I let my taivas rule over me, I'm an evet to an evet. I'm an evet to an evet, not an evet l'Hashem like we're supposed to be. Oh, ki nezer elokav. It's interesting, specifically nezer elokav, a crown of elokav. Why not nezer yud kevav ke nezer Hashem? Why not Nezer Kel? Nezer, what? Name Elokim. Elokim's Gematria 86, which is exactly Gematria. Exactly Gematria Teva. Meaning what? We're Nezer Elokov. We're a crown over the Teva. We're the king over everything that's nature in this world, the whole physical world. I'm a melech over the gashmias of this world. I'm a melech. Mamas, you want to be a melech? Become a Nazir. Yaz, it doesn't mean literally a Nazir. Learn to be Mayit Megashmias. Mayit Megashmias. In all areas, whether it's those of us that have taivas from Mammon and learn to put Kedarim on that, when it comes to in the summer month, when the Chevra was saying he has a job in the city and Shmir Sanayim, it's very hard. I don't know why just in the city. It's very hard anywhere you are in the summer. It's hard on Central Avenue as well. It's hard anywhere in the summer. So we have to put up serious Gedarim to make sure that I'm not nichshal to a lacking of Shmir Sanayim. Whatever those Gedarim are, whether it's I take off my glasses, whether I make sure to look a little bit down at the ground, whether I make sure not to be in certain places to the best of my ability. Again, I don't mean don't be, you have to be normal, and you have to, doesn't mean that if your mother asks you to go to Gourmet Galat, say, no, I can't go Shmir Sanayim. Don't do that, that's a very bad idea. First of all, any of you that want Shana Bet or Shana Gimel or anything, that's out the window immediately. So it's Lamai, so that's first of all. But second of all, no, MS Bamito Kivar Ve'im, and to help your parents, of course, you have to be normal. It doesn't mean you're not allowed to walk into the street, but you have to do it in the best way possible. You have to do everything you're supposed to be doing and have the amazing Kivar Ve'im for your parents and have the amazing Midos and do everything, but ultimately do it with as much Gedarim as you can have in all these areas that are so important. Chas V'Shalom, sometimes you're home and it's certain Gedarim that have to be very strong. Sometimes you come home and you're no longer in yeshiva, so you're making, during these days in between, you know, before you go to camp, before not, and then, let's be real, we're all in homes where there are TVs, and it's easy to say, okay, I'll just watch one little thing. No, certain Gedarim have to be low plug. Say, you can't watch one thing. In this day, you can't watch anything on TV, even if it's something you think is clean, then the commercial, then the whatever, okay, maybe a sports game, but then you have to be careful, whatever it might be. But Lamaisa, you hear what I'm saying. I mean, certain things have to be low plug. I don't want to start that. I don't want to open up to it. No, I can't open up to it. I can't allow myself to go on the computer. Chas v'shalom. We have to be strong. We have to be very strong in creating that I'm a nazir. That I'm a melech. I rule over the taiva. And when I become that melech, I'll take it one step further, the Al-Sheikh says. You know who you become? You become not just on the level like a kohen, but mamish the kohen gadol. What's the raya? A nazir who we're saying lefi the Ibn Ezra is a melech, lefi the pasuk nazir elokav al rosho is a melech. So what halacha is that pasuk? That exact pasuk found in la'aviv l'imalach l'chazal yitame. He can't become tame to his father and to his mother, to his brother and sister. Who's the only other person we know is like that? Who else is like that? In Parshas Emor, the Torah tells us who. The Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol! A Kohen, I'm a Kohen. I have a schus to be a Kohen. So I have an Isser to become Tamei, so I can't go to a cemetery, I can't go to Levayas, but Lo Aleinu, Chas Hashem, now I won't talk myself about Piskum Pelesatam, but a Kohen has one of their seven close relatives that passes away, a father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse. So that Kohen goes to Levayas, that Kohen goes to bury them, that's the Allah that's mitzvah, they're supposed to. Upper a Kohen Gadol doesn't. So who's a Nazir like? A Nazir like a Kohen Gadol. So we're mamish like a Kohen Gadol, we're mamish a Melech, when you're Yazar of Minayayin, you're mamish could you think of a person on higher Madrega? The Kohen Gadol and the Melech, so you're mamish Moshe Aaron. You're not just a Moshe, you're not just Aaron, you're mamish Moshe Aaron. In one. And maybe that's just Pasha Pshad in the famous Pasuk, that we want to all be part of Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. Think about that Pasuk. We want to be Mamleches, a Melech, Mamleches Kohanim, and how? Through being a Goy Kadosh. To have Kedusha. What's Kedusha? Kedusha is be Mavdil, Mintaiva. If I'm a Goy Kadosh, I'm a Mamleches Kohanim. I reach Malchus and I reach Kedusha, I reach a level like a Kohen Gadol. And now we understand Mamish, the famous Rambam, at the end of Shemitah V'Yoyvel. I'm sure some of the Chevra have heard this before. But the Rambam, all the way at the end of Shemitah V'Yoyvel, talks about what it is to be part of Shevet Levi. And how Shevet Levi are the ones that are tzaddikim, and the ones that are l'hoirois drach of Aishar, b'shvatav ha-tzaddikim, to teach the ways, and Mamish on the highest of level. And that's why they don't have a nachla, they have to be everywhere. And then in the last halacha, Shemitah V'Yoyvel, V'lo Shevet Levi Bavad, not just Shevet Levi. I have the schus to be part of Shevet Levi. Most of you, anyone else in this room, part of Shevet Levi? Levi. I remember Daniel.
Levi.
Is a Levi. Baruch Hashem, okay, we'll be serving together in ways. B'kar of Mamish, Bez Hashem.
Amen.
But it says, not just Shevet Levi.
Elakol ish veish mikol bayolam. Any individual, asher nidava ruchoso vevino medeil havdil. Someone who deeply understands to make this havdalah, to separate from taiva. Someone who really understands that lahavdil. La'amel lefnei Hashem l'shor shel ovdo. Uporach me'al tzavaro, and someone who what? Frees from his burden. Cheshbonos harabim, all the cheshbonos of this world, what are cheshbonos? It's all taiva. Mamonos and noshim, and all these cheshbonos harabim, which are big shubanah that normal people want. When you free yourself of that, you're also zenis kache koidesh kedoshim. Who's koidesh kedoshim dikayin? Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol. No one else is allowed in koidesh kedoshim. You hear, Chaver, what we could reach? So we could be a Melech. We could be a Melech. We could be a Kohen Gadol. Lefi the Halego Alshech. And one more step we could be when we're Yazir Atzma Minyayin. When we free ourselves from Taiva, the Halego Shlach Kadosh says something else. There's a Medrash. There's a Machloikis in Chazal, exactly what it was. But the Medrash of Bereish Rabba brings one day that what was the Chet of Eit Hadas? It was from a geffen. It was from a grape. So basically, Chava got Adam Arishon drunk. And it was that taiva, this same taiva, that led to Chayne Tadas, which led to the downfall of humanity. We're thrown out of Olam, but we're trying to attack in until this very day. So the Shulchan Aruch says, that's why comes along a Nazir, and the Nazir is Yatsma Min HaYayin, to be attacking Chayne Tadas. And therefore, when you're a Nazir, you're keilu adam arishon koidem lechet. You're mamish adam arishon koidem lechet. You hear this? There's no higher level than adam arishon koidem lechet. That's what all of us are trying to get back to. All of us, including all the tzaddikim and Moshe and Aaron and Rav Shimon and everybody, all to get back to adam arishon koidem lechet. So when could you get back to that? When you're again in a state of nazirus. In fact, the Medrash Rabbah, B'midr Rabbah says that after adam arishon sinned. Oh, you got to see this pasuk over here. After Adam Rishon sinned, so we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in clothing. After Adam Rishon sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in clothing. You know what clothing he put him in, the Medrash Rabbah says? The begadim of the Kohen Gadol. You hear this, Chevra? He put Adam Rishon in the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. In other words, trying to tell him, you know how you can get back? You have to be a Kohen Gadol. Upper, if you're a Nazir, you're a Kohen Gadol. You're Adam Rishon Kohen Mechait. By the way, Rebbeinu Chai says, if you look in that pasuk, Vayas Hashem Elokim LaAdam Lishto Kosnos Or VeYalbishem, that Hashem made them these clothing and dressed them. They're eight words. Can I get the eight big day kahuna? So you hear Chevra. You hear Chevra. This is Chazer quickly. You'll hear when you're a Nazir, which means the symbolism of the Nazir is to stay away from Taiva. As another stays away from wine, and we stay away from whether it's Taivas Nashim, Taivas Mammon, whatever the Taiva, whatever the temptation of the world is, then suddenly I'm a Melech, first of all. I'm a king. I'm wearing the crown of God. I'm a king over the world, and over the Taivas of the world. And I'm not just a king. I'm Mamish HaKohen Gadol. I'm Kodesh Kedashim. I'm Mamish Kohen Gadol, if I'm a Nazir. It's only the Kohen Gadol. He's not allowed to even become tamei to his relatives like a nazir. And I'm not only a Kohen Gadol, the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm back to Adam Rishon Koidem Lechet. I'm on the highest of Madregas. How so? By removing Taiva. It's our downfall. We all know it. We know that Mamish, you know, Chavra, I see it all, that the guys, Baruch Hashem, and this chus, have such nachas, but I see those that are still connected to taivas, but learning and davening, whatever it may be, over time, the taivas always went out. The taivas always went out. We have to disconnect if we want to be free to connect to Ruchnius in the proper way. And that has to be, that's why Parshas Nazir is right here after Shavuos. You want to stick with Torah and Ruchnius, you have to stay away from taiva. Some of us are going into summers where we're going to be around a lot of taiva. It's inevitable. When certain jobs, and certain camps, and certain places. And Maven Yavin, you all know what I'm talking about. I'm not saying not to be there. So hopefully you've done Cheshbon and Nefesh and you've thought it through and there's a lot to be gained, and there is a lot to be gained from a lot of these places. But you have to put all the proper Gedarim up then and understand what you're getting yourself into. Understand what you're getting yourself into and put the proper fences up and take the proper precautions. we said it. I don't remember if we said it over here recently, but it's one of the Znaim LaTorah of Zalman Turetzkin. It's an amazing idea. We've spoken very often about this Torah and the different answers. How we know the famous, one of the most, if not the most emotional moment in all of Tanakh. What am I going to talk about? Anybody? Anyone trying to take a guess? Yitzchak. Yitzchak's holding, you know, I talk about this a lot. The moment where Yaakov Avinu finally gets to see his son Yosef HaTzadik after 22 years. That moment, Yaakov for 22 years, his favorite son, his loving son, his son that he mamash adored, that he waited so long for from his wife Rachel Imenu. And he hasn't seen him in 22 years. He thinks he's dead. Imagine what that moment was. None of us could imagine. None of us could imagine more special a moment in all of history. Was there more special a moment literally in all of history? I don't know. Mamash, we can't even imagine. And at that very moment, the Pasuk tells us, Yosef comes and hugging his father and kissing him and crying on his father's shoulder. And what is Yaakovina doing? What does Chazal teach us? You all know it. He's saying Kriyashma. Kriyashma! We've spoken about this many times. And there are a lot of unbelievable answers. Could go on the next hour just giving answers on this question. Yaakovina, be normal. Hug your son. Cry with your son. You haven't seen him in 22 years. Or Zalman Saraskin and his Naim LaTorah. He has a few different answers. But one of them is as follows. Yaakov Avinu, his entire life was dedicated to working and not being a Baal Taiva. Not giving in to his temptations, his physical temptations. Being above that. Being the Melech of a Nazir. Being that king, being a Nazir. Being a Kohen Gadol, being Adam Rishon Kohen Mechetz. Here he had the greatest Taiva in the world. So you're thinking, on our level, it's not taiva, it's being normal, it's your son. There's nothing wrong with it. And there was nothing wrong with it. He was going to hug and kiss his son. He was going to cry with his son. But it was still, to him, that was a physical taiva as well. So he said, I want to even defeat this, on his level. We have to understand, on Yaakovin's level. So he said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad. There's only Hashem in my life. That's my biggest love, that's my biggest temptation. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkein Hashem Echad. After doing that, okay, of course he gave his son a hug and a kiss and he cried with him. Okay, that's hard. That's on a level of Yaakov Avinu. I'm not saying that Kadosh Baruch Hu would expect any of us for that type of moment. But do we know what it means to be perish min ha-taiva, to separate from taiva, to put up gedarim on our taivas? We all, and don't say, oh, because you sat and learned this whole year and you weren't such a baal taiva, suddenly I don't have baal taivas. If you're normal, you're a baal taiva. If you're not normal, then you need help. Meaning l'maisa, we're baal taiva for nashim, we're baal taiva for money, we're baal taiva, that's what a normal person is. So you haven't been in the predicament, in the exact situation, so that means you don't have the taiva. So the minute you're in it, what's going to be? So we have to put up the gedarim, we have to put up the fences, we have to understand what we're getting ourselves into. And that's the prerequisite for to stay connected to Torah. That's why Nazir is right after Shavuos. I'll tell you, Mamish, the Mishnah in Avos, also in the last parak, tells us this. Parak Vav Mishnah Dalet. Kachi darko shel Torah. Listen to what the way of Torah is. Now I'm going to read you something. And this is going to sound crazy extreme. Now some of you, of course, learned through Rava, so you know this. But it's going to sound crazy extreme. And you'll think it's written by some Hasidic master of the 1700s who is burdening themselves with all different types of craziness to be able to connect to Hashem. But look, you could all see, I'm just reading a Mishnah in Mesechta Zavos. We all try to live our life by Mishnayos. Even those of us who might not follow certain rabbis and certain rabbis' advice, Mishnayos, this is just a Mishnah. Listen to what the Mishnah says. And you know it, but you have to hear it's a Mishnah. Kachi darka shel Torah. So is the way of Torah. Derech shel Torah. You want to be with Torah. You want to stay with all the chizuk of Shavuos. Pas b'melech toichel. Eat. You know what our food should be? Bread and water. Oh, so today you went to Prime Bistro and you had a nice chvesnish filet mignon and then you're going to be, I'm one with Torah. The Mishnah says, pas b'melech. I don't know. Simcha, you look beautiful over here. What do you have tonight? What do you have? You had a chasana. Where were you? You ate well at the chasana?
I didn't have to leave early.
Oh, you had to leave early? Okay, we'll get you some delicious. We got kugel coming out. But after you read this Mishnah, I don't know if we're going to be able to have the kugel, because the Mishnah says...
I'll still know.
Yeah, it's all good. Pas b'melech toichel. eat some bread and water. Umayim b'mesura tishta, and have water, not just water, b'mesura, you know what that means? Measured amount. Don't even drink too much water. Forget it, here I'm drinking here, cherry coke. That has a tam, no tam. Water. And the Mishnah is not talking for health purposes. It's saying that's where your gashmias should be, your taiva should be. Measured water. Measured water. Maybe a little cayenne pepper inside, I don't know. you'll ask reveal on Sunday night, I don't know. That it doesn't say. Mayim b'vesura tishta. And where should you sleep? Some of the chevro just got back from Israel, is excited for their own beds probably. You know, good beds. It says here, Val'aretz tishan. Sleep on the ground. The Mishnah's not talking about Tisha B'Av. Most of us don't even do that on Tisha B'Av. But the Mishnah's not talking about Tisha B'Av. V'chayit tsar tichya. And live a life of burden. U'betorah atomel. And toil in Torah. Imata oisakein. If that's what you do. Ashrecha v'toivlach. You're praiseworthy and it's good for you. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'toivlach l'olam haba. Praiseworthy in this world and it's good for you in the next world. You hear this? You hear this? That's what it is to be a nazir. That we have to... Now again, it's definitely not... Maybe it's one of you. I don't think so. I don't know. Daniel's Svardi, so maybe you could go a little more extreme than the rest of us Ashkenazim here. For me, this mission is not for me on the surface. It's not... Personally, I'm not on this madrega. But the chizuk of it, on each one of our levels, what it means, pas b'melech. So it means that we have to definitely measure out our eating, our food, how much we eat, what we eat, the way, even our comfort level, our clothing perhaps, how much of a bal taiva are we in clothing, how many different shirts, and how many different shoes, and how many different, how many of us running after brand names, and if the tie is not, if it's not, whatever, Armani or Boss, I'm not going to wear the tie. How many people are like that, Mamish? How many of you, okay, Pucci, maybe. Lemaisa, you know, it's like, how many people are like this? So, okay, I'm not saying we're on a level like this Mishnah. But it's a Mishnah, we have to take chizik from the Mishnah to understand what it is. You want to be a melech, rule over this world. And that's the only key, that's the Mishnah that's just telling us in life, that's how you'll connect the Torah. That's how you connect the Torah, and it's amazing. It's amazing. Because everything is one. The Rambam, not known as a Hasidic Rebbe, but maybe this is what he was alluding to over here. Because when the Rambam talks about this Mishnah, in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Shlishi, Halacha Vav, when he says, Karchi Darcha, and he quotes the Mishnah, Karchi Darcha Shal Torah, Pas Melech Toichel, Mayim Mishra Tishda, Valar Tishim, Chayit Tzar Tichya, Uba Torah Ata Onel, he starts off by saying, Mishnas Oliva L'Kayim Mitzvazu. If you really want to be Mekayim Mitzvah, which is talking about Talmud Torah, Karayif it, Vilios muchter bekesser Torah, and to wear the crown of Torah, the nezer elokov. You hear, Mamish, where the Rambam uses the lashon of a kesser shel Torah only here, kesser shel Torah, which is the nezer of the nazir. You know how you get to the kesser shel Torah? Dark bas b'melech toichel. You hear this, Mamish? That's the only way. That's the only way I'll get the Keser Shetoyer. Keser's Gematria, 620, which is Gematria, the 613 mitzvot, which is the 7 Darabonans. I mean, you really want to rule over, you want to be one with Kol HaTorah, Kula, where the Keser Shetoyer, you have to abstain from all the taivas of the world. And that's the key, and that's Parshas Nazo, and that's the Nazir. And that's how we keep all the chizik of Shavuos with us, because... Vadze, okay, I could think about all different ways that I'm going to learn. I'm setting up chavrusos for the summer, and I'm going to learn over the summer, and that's beautiful. And you all, of course, we have to. Every single one of us, myself included, has to have a plan and a particular kaveh itamot Torah every single day that I'm going to learn, and my davening, and everything, wherever it is, even in Camp Ask, where the day is so long and so draining, and emotionally and physically draining, and it's the end of the day, and only, you'll see, the first zechever is going to be an ass. You'll see, the first 2-3 nights, base medrash is going to be packed. Jam-packed, cold Torah like nobody's business, much bigger than Shiva. You think, what are all these people talking about? What are they all talking about? It's crazier. The learning's up. And by the next week, hard-pressed a half hour after Maariv to get a minion. Hard-pressed. I'm not giving klolos. I hope it's different this year, but I'm just telling you what's been in the past. So hopefully this year will be different. Bez Hashem is Baruch, we should all daven. But Lameisa, and it's an amazing place. The Chevra knows I love it. It's Gan Eden al Aretz. I'm not saying that. It's tremendous milus to the place. Hopefully, but we're going to set up our chavrusas. We're going to set up, and we're going to be the ones that are learning, and we're going to be shtark, vada, wherever we are. But that's not enough. That's what the Torah is telling us right after Shavuos. It's not enough just to set up the chavrusas and the Torah. We have to also think of the gedarim mitayva, to stay away from taiva, to stay away from taivas noshim, to stay away. We're going to be back in the world maybe where it's going to be easier to be on the internet, to put serious gedarim on that, serious gedarim TV, serious gedarim Shemir Sanayim. All these areas of taiva that I stay away. Because I can't connect to Torah if I do. I tell over the muscle all the time. It'll be like, you know, it's like imagine what it is tonight, late at night, you brushed your teeth already, and you're ready to get to bed, but you're very thirsty, and you go to your refrigerator, and you take out the Tropicana orange juice. Tropicana orange juice, nothing better than Tropicana orange juice. I still to this day will never understand why none of the other orange juices get it right. They all say 100% pure squeezed orange juice. They all say they're the same. So why is the only one that's awesome Tropicana and the rest are not even second, they're like third, fourth? Not that they're not, some of them are okay. But yeah, maybe you guys know what I'm saying. Why is that? I don't know. Lamais, unless they're all, it's lying, there has to be other ingredients. But maybe, I don't know. Or they have very special oranges, they have some special ingredients in how they grow the oranges. Lamais, maybe. I don't know what's going on. Lamaisa, you brush your teeth and you taste, and the orange juice is disgusting. It's not as disgusting. Is something inherently wrong with the orange juice? No. So your mouth is coated in toothpaste, so you can't taste it in the proper way. So what's going to be? You're going to coat your own entire body with taiva, and you're going to give in to taivas nashim, and you're going to give in to taivas mammon, and all these temptations, and be a physical human being, and then you're going to feel taira. Taira is going to be, it's not going to be good to you anymore. It's not going to be enjoyable. There's nothing inherently wrong with the taira. The taira is awesome. It's your connection to taiva, so that's it. So this is the key. This is the key. To Kedai, you should pick up. Some of the Chevra maybe is not into this because you're very tenuah not to read about women, but there's a biography about Rebbetzin Kanievsky. It's incredible. It's incredible. It's well worth reading. There's a whole entire chapter on how she stayed away from Gashmias. Crazy things, above and beyond. Way above what we could do, but the chizik for each and every one of us. She didn't want an air conditioning in her apartment because it was too much Gashmias, too much taiva to have an air conditioning. She finally agreed when she found out that one of the women that would help her cook was very hot. So for the other woman, she finally agreed at the end of her life. When her oven, which was constantly breaking down, one day they surprised her, bought her a new oven. She cried and cried and cried. It was too nice and she wanted her old oven back. They had to eventually take back the new oven and put back the old oven there. Some of the chevron in the room been by Rav Chaim's apartment. You know where the look how the gedolim live. I remember so many times I was by Rav Yashim's apartment. You look how the gedolim live. You understand how they could connect the Torah. And I'm not, again, that's above us, but something, we have to get some chizuk in our life to be might, to lessen our gashmias, to understand that the world is for Torah and the world is for ruchnias. Tell one story, we'll end with this. There was a tzaddik, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Berger. Yaakov Yisrael Berger, maybe. You have to look into this. And he has a Rebbe in Fagi. They live in Lodz. They live right near Lodz, I believe. Not in the early 1900s. Very wealthy Yid. True Ben Torah. But during World War I, he lost everything. Mamish lost everything. Was Mamish very poor in the 1920s. Didn't know what to do. How to start over. He went to the Rebbe. His Rebbe was the Skurnovitzer Rebbe. That was his Rebbe. And he went to his Rebbe. This will be your Rebbe now. Okay. He went to the, maybe he comes from him. So he went to his Rebbe. What should he do? The Rebbe told him, I want you to go move to America. Now America at the time was mamish known as a midbar. In the 1920s there was no ruchnias here, no Yiddishkeit here, nothing. It was like a spiritual death sentence basically. So he goes back to his Rebbe and the Rebbe says, no way, we're not going to America. Chas v'shalom, go back to the Rebbe, beg, explain. Goes back to the Rebbe, speaks to him, it's a journey back and forth. The Rebbe says, again, go to. She makes him go back again, twice to go back. The Rebbe doesn't change. Finally, she goes to the Rebbe. She's crying and crying to the Rebbe, don't send us to America, we don't want to go to America. And he won't budge, and he tells him to go to America, and they finally move to America. And if we ended there, the rest is history, and you all understand, obviously, the unbelievable nisim that the Rebbe told them to go, because Baruch Hashem wasn't a few years later that the Holocaust began, and their whole lives were saved, and there are hundreds of Yidden that Shomer Torah mitzvot because of that. But they came to America, they moved, eventually, they were in Cleveland. When they were in Cleveland in the 1930s, there was very little orthodoxy, and they wanted to have Chol V'Yisrael milk. They wanted Chol V'Yisrael milk. Could be back then, halachically it was way more important than today. I don't know what the laws of the FDA were back then, and it could be that you needed it much more than Bistama, probably. If you know what I'm talking about, Bisman Azeb, based on Rav Moshe's Tshuva, I don't know if that applied back then. Bistama, the were different, the laws of the land. So she wanted Chol V'Yisrael milk. So how's she going to get Chol V'Yisrael milk in Cleveland, Ohio in the 1930s? There was nowhere to get Chol V'Yisrael milk. You had to have your own cow. If you had your own cow, you could have Chol V'Yisrael milk. So she had to go purchase a cow, but they had no money. So she went to some farmer, and she found someone who was willing to sell her a cow, but it was a tremendous amount of money, a cow. A cow's very expensive. So on the spot, you know what she did? What did she have left of all their wealth of their earlier years? There's one thing she had left. Her diamond ring. That's what she had left, her diamond ring. Now, chaver in the room, you're not at that parsha yet, but one day you'll understand how special to a woman, even the most special, most women would not even need to gashmas, but a diamond ring is emotionally and physically, in every way, it's something very special. On the spot, she takes off her diamond ring and gives it to the farmer for the cow. Because to her, gashmas is nothing compared to ruchmas. And this is the way we have to look at life. By the way, I read that story in one of the Touched by a Stories books by Rechiel Spiro. Rechiel Spiro's wife is the granddaughter of the burgers. Lamaisa, eat every single one of us as we exited and we're exiting the Tashlum of Shavuos. Our avoid is to stay connected to Ruchnias in the deepest of way and realize that obviously it's through Amelus B'Torah. But become a Nazir. Become a Melech, become a Kohen Gadol, become Adam Rishon Kohen Melchet. Through trying our best and thinking of all different ways that each and every one of us could stay away from the Taiva of this world, and through staying away from the Taiva, we'll connect to Torah and wear that Keser, that crown, and go to Adam Rishon Kodem Chet, and therefore be Zoichet, be Mtakein Chet, be Tadas, be Zoichet, be Mashiach Zidkenu, be Meher, be Amenu.
Amen.